that consistently in those kind of conditions?
Well, we've been playing in an environment in Foxborough for a long time that has pretty inclement weather conditions. So all of us, who are out there today have certainly played in snow and wind and bad weather. So, everyone executed pretty well at times today. It was a good win. It's a very good football team, good defense. Defense turned it over for us a bunch, which was great. We really needed that. It's just great to come in here and get a win on the road against a very tough team on a short week. So,
Tom, kind of a
plays that you ran today seem to be like things that West Bunker runs that little thing, that works with 96 degrees or 26 degrees.
Yeah.
Decision to just stay with what really was your bread and butter plays all year long in a game like this where you know you can execute.
Well, I think you talk about the weather conditions quite a bit for the game and the kind of plays we're going to run and the kind of plays we like and based on the defense that we're facing. So, some were ones we've done quite a bit. Some were probably new ones out of the playbook, but I wish we'd have got the ball in the red area a little bit more. We kicked too many field goals, I thought. But other than that, it was a pretty good day.
Tom, some people don't like playing in this weather, but a lot of people say, hey, this is football. This is fun. And just talking to the guys in your locker room, this is a great time.
Sure.
How did you feel about playing in snow and playing in these kind of conditions?
Sure. They don't cancel football games very often. So, it's not like baseball or, we don't play out there in San Diego all the time. So, you're out in the cold weather, you're out in whatever the elements are, we've got to be mentally tough enough to play in them. Both teams are playing in them. So coach always stresses the opponent that we're playing is the Chicago Bears, not the weather, not the refs, not the crowd. It's the Bears. And I think we were all pretty focused in on that today.
Tom, what do the warm-ups do for you? You get out there and see the wind and everything else, kind of an Uggs and Under Armour day for you? This is the way you look at it?
Sure. definitely. It was one of those days. One of those days a lot of people would be cozied up near the fireplace drinking hot chocolate. But, we work on Sundays, and all of us, we're pretty committed to come out here and try to play well and execute well in some pretty tough conditions. And for the most part, we did that.
What's the difference between today and last year, a couple years ago, you played the Jets and the Bills in really pretty brutal conditions? You guys didn't have this kind of success on offense. What was the difference today?
I don't know. I don't remember those days very well. I just we've been pretty good in snow over the years for whatever reason. I think because we practice in it quite a bit, tell you the truth. I mean, we don't go in our bubble very often. If it's windy out there, we practice out there. If it's snowy, we practice in the snow. So if it's rainy, we practice in the rain. And some conditions are a bit tougher than others. Thought it was great for us to get out to a lead today and to play from ahead. That was really important. And I think we took advantage of some opportunities that we got on offense. We also didn't take advantage of some opportunities on offense. Our defense gave it to us on a short field, some great punt returns. But it was a fun day. We'll remember that one.
Did you expect the offense to come together this year the way that it has?
Well, there's a long way to go. I mean, I don't think anything's really been accomplished yet, so we're working hard to make improvements. I don't think we've got every problem solved. There's plenty of defenses that have kicked us around a little bit this year. So we don't sit here and think we've got it all figured out. We're still trying to make improvements.
Wes said he was happy to get to 100 yards for the day. Both him and Deion for the first time got to 100 yards. What does it say about those two and the way they go about business, even in tough conditions like today?
Sure. They're very dependable, tough, disciplined, smart, incredibly skilled receivers. So they made some huge plays today. Deion made some incredible catches. Wes made some great catches. I think they both complement each other pretty well. Brandon made a hell of a catch there at the end. Gronk made some great catches. Aaron made some critical plays. So it was really that whole group of skill players to not turn the ball over. In these elements, I think showed a lot of mental toughness.
You ever want to come out?